to order our food online and have it delivered to the VRBO you're staying in because I can't be in here without these masks.
Not for a single minute. Both my wife and I are vaccinated, and at that point we said, all right, just put faith in the vaccine. You trust the vaccine. We got vaccinated. We're going all in. We'll see how good these things are.
See, but I'm glad.
I'm living.
But he came back tan and rested.
But my question is the etiquette of masks here in Illinois. Like, I was so confused after going to Florida, which is the wild, wild west. And according to people I talked to, it was like that since day one of COVID down there. Like, at no point were they over the top.
All right. 312-332-3776. Ben Simmons can't shoot. What's something basic in your life that you get anxiety over? Like, he shoots free throws for a living. Layups. Can't make them. Dunks. Can't make them. What's something really simple in your life that you go, oh, that freaks me out? Be right back. 2 minutes.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, just after 9 on ESPN 1000, and you can get us on FM 100.3 HD2. That's right. Your HD radio in your car, that's 100.3 HD2. You find us right there. Of course, the ESPN Chicago app, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So you can get us in a multitude of ways.
Yes, and you sound a lot more bassy here on FM now.
Thank you.
A lot more bassy. 100.3 FM.
Appreciate you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Very bassy, and I just love that we're part of the FM family. 100.3 FM HD2. You probably don't know you have HD2 in your car. Look for it.
You do.
And lock us in.
Correct. So I sent out an email to you guys that said, what is some common things in your life that give you anxiety? Because Ben Simmons... He's 6'11", 6'10". He is a professional basketball player who can't shoot, can't make a layup, doesn't want to shoot, can't make free throws, the whole package. That should be like common, like for him, not a problem. It is. So what's something in your life, Jonathan, that you go, it's simple and it freaks me out?
The trash. Throwing out the trash.
You mean taking it out to the curb or?
Or just opening up the trash can. So I don't like taking out the trash anyway, but I know I have to.
Mm-hmm.
We have a major, I won't say major, I don't want to overstep, but there's a rat problem in our alley. And that's because of the neighbors across the alley that couldn't care less. Once again, it's what happens, JR. Someone lends the house or gives the house to younger people. In their early 20s, they don't understand how to take care of garbage, take care of necessary things, and now we have a rat problem. So now it's hit or miss. If I open up that can,
might come flying out at you.
I don't want that to happen.
I'd have a heart attack.
Really? And then, there you are. You're in an alley, everything's clean, and then you open it up and you don't know what's in there. So I have anxiety with that.
Okay, I have anxiety making the coffee every night.
Why is that?
Because
rats in your coffee?
No, because, and this is true. I'll be honest. I'm going to bare my soul here.
Oh boy.
So I was not good at measuring out how many is it? Six scoops for a full pot of water. So the other night I got high and my wife said, did you make the coffee? One of us gets it done. I usually do it. Like in the afternoon after I work out, I come upstairs, I'm going to eat something, and I'll make the coffee. Like I'll have my AirPod in, I'll be on the phone, and I'll just make the coffee while I'm doing it. Well, I didn't, and she didn't. Getting ready to go to bed, she's like, did you make the coffee? I didn't, I'll do it now. I can't, and it always gives me anxiety because I think I'll F it up. I came down at, it goes off at 4:40, so by the time I'm ready to roll... 4:50, 5 o'clock, coffee's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Come down, pour the pot into my Cap J Hood Yeti mug.
Yeah.
There was no coffee in the machine. I just put water. Yep. Grabbed it. I walk through the garage. I'm getting in the car. I always take a sip before I like sit down into the car to leave. And I'm like, what the? I open it up. I look. It's water. I'm like, oh, God, our coffee maker's broken. And then the panic. I went in. The filter was completely clean. There was no coffee in there.
Now, that's just like a lack of attention to detail, isn't it? But you keep have some anxiety that you're messing it up.
Always. Like every night when I make the coffee and I know that I've done it right.
Yeah.
I wake up going, I hope the coffee's right. Because Danny got me a long time ago to do intermittent fasting.
Yes.
So I drink my coffee now black. Because if you're going to intermittent fast, you shouldn't be putting cream in your coffee.
That's
right, Danny?
Well, correct. You can put heavy whipping cream, and then you're still fasting. But
you know what? When you have your coffee, you should always have it black.
Correct. You got it.
Always bet on black.
So I...
How about that, Danny?
Drink my coffee black. Well, I take a sip of it, and it's all hot water. I'm like, oh, God.
So what does Mindy say to that?
Well, now it was like by the time I got to the car, I came back in. I'm ticked. I rinse out. I'm like, I'll make the pot of coffee for her.
Yes.
And I leave. Don't have my coffee. I made a Keurig because we have a Keurig,
yes,
too. That's just garbage compared to the regular coffee.
Yeah.
So I had the Keurig coffee. It was garbage. And then she called. Did you not take coffee? I actually made hot water. Yes.
Yes.
I was stoned, and I'm sorry, but I screwed up.
Danny, is there something that you have anxiety about around the house? I told you that the trash now is, it's 50-50 now. When I open up the, you lived in the city for a while too. If there's someone that's nasty, that doesn't take care of their own garbage, all of a sudden here come the rats, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I
or in the burbs, raccoons.
Raccoons, yes. They like to be able to sit in there. They love the Hood's food, boy. They love to dig in there and get those leftovers.
What'd the Hoods have for dinner?
Pretty
Let's
much.
Let's go up there.
I see, when I, by the time we get back home, by the way, like, you know, 11 o'clock, I can roll into the garage and they're sitting on the trash can having breakfast.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning. they start cutting into like the bone of the steak.
Excuse me, Jonathan, could you ask Michelle if we could get more of this cut of steak? It's really good.
You get out of here. It's funny that you sound like JR. It's very strange.
Danny, how about you?
Mine's obvious. It's setting the alarm to wake up in the morning. So if you recall a couple of months ago, I didn't show up for work one day.
You're dead.
And that you thought Hoodie cared about me, thought I was dead. He wrote a eulogy. Cap just moved on. Who's next? JR
X-Man
was
up.
Slightly concerned. And Meller, I think, still didn't even know where he was.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
And
water's wet. Go ahead.
But so... Every
not my
day,
business. I don't start till 10:30.
Since that point, every day when I go to before I go to bed, when I set my alarm, I literally, and I'm not being sarcastic or exaggerating, check it 20 times to make sure that it's on, to make sure that it's set, that my phone didn't shut off, that I have 3 backups, and even when I'm asleep, I check the phone. Just I'll grab the phone and look to make sure it's on and the alarm set. I can't sleep through the night now without worrying that my alarm will not go off to wake me for work.
It's a bad way to work.
It's horrible.
Oh, JR, anything to make? Well, of course. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, he gets anxiety over Dave Chappelle showing up at one of his concerts.
So, go ahead, tell him. So,
cutting the lawn.
Oh,
is it? Don't you mow the lawn?
Mow the lawn, cutting lawn, cut the grass, mow the lawn, however you call it.
Cut the light on.
Cut that mower on.
So when I first moved into the house, we had our garden was separated by railroad ties that the previous owners had put down. Mm-hmm. What I didn't know was that the railroad tie was hollowed out and there was a nest of bees living in there. I clipped it with the mower once. Once.
Aww. Wow.
So... I was stung a couple times. That's a whole other story, neither here nor there. Got it removed, but every time I mow the lawn, I'm always looking over my shoulder for those bees.
The bad experience, that's all you think about, right?
Do you do your lawn?
Of course not.
Me either.
Jonathan Hood.
Exactly.
Oh, I do. It's great. It's so therapeutic. Cap, you do your Blue Cross Blue Shields reads. You talk about taking steps. There is great exercise in mowing your own lawn.
Yeah, hard pass. Hard pass.
Cap, you don't have that much lawn.
I don't. You've seen my house. Yes. We have a postage stamp of a lawn.
Yeah, I don't have that much either, but I'm busy.
Yes.
I have someone else do that for me.
Thank you.
Yes, good evening.
Hello, Fernando. Yes.
That's ESPN radio money that I still have, Danny. I just keep that handy just for the... And they don't do a great job, by the way. I'm not happy with them lately.
Really?
Not happy with them.
Really?
Uh-uh. Too long. It's too low. The cutter, I don't like it burned, right? I want my grass to look like guaranteed rate. That's what I want it to look like.
Call Roger Bossert.
That's what I think I should call the sod father. Can't I have my lawn looking like Wrigley or looking like guaranteed rate? That's what I want.
How great would that be? That would be such a great... That would go viral if you got the sod father to come to your house and analyze your lawn and then talk to your lawn guys and be like, listen, you're using too short of a blade. Here's what we need to do.
Oh, I'd love that.
It'd be amazing.
Like, my neighbors... It's cheating when my neighbors got new sod. Like, oh, of course that looks beautiful and green. I still got the old sod from years and years ago.
Yeah, well, I have three dogs, so we had some sod put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are brown patches everywhere because that's their bathroom.
You've got like that much lawn.
Right. Not a lot.
You don't even have any in the back.
Do you guys have that neighbor that cuts their grass? Like most guys and gals that mow their lawn just go straight across, up and down, up and down, up and down. But there's always that one jag in your neighborhood that cuts it on an angle who thinks he's like he or she's mowing their lawn.
Yeah, he's at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.
Uh-huh. And they go on an angle and you're like, what are you doing? Who are you trying to prove this to? Just mow the damn lawn.
Did you mow an S in the middle of your lawn, sir? Yes. We're the Samuels. What? How'd you do that, sir?
No shot.
I am a little jelly of that. I like that. I'm thinking about getting new sod. I want to be able to have a ground ball a third on mine. That's what I want.
Why don't you get the artificial sod now that they sell out there? It's awesome.
Artificial sod?
Yes.
Not real grass?
No.
But the stuff you want the Bears to use in Arlington Heights?
Yeah.
Well, what do I water?
You don't even have to water it.
I don't have to cut the water on?
Nope.
Well, that saves them the bill in the summer, doesn't it?
Big time. Big time.
Just don't need water. How about that? But that's not Chicago.
No.
Is it?
That's like Vegas. Having like the AstroTurf in your yard is Vegas.
That'd be cool, though.
You don't cut the water on ever? Just have artificial grass?
Yeah. A lot of people doing that.
Yeah, look into that. Save some money, right?
Jonathan Hood.
I don't know what
enough
that means.
Enough is enough, Cubs fans. Bring it on.
So what? So we have to ask people what they have, what anxiety they have in their home.
312-332-3776. Be right back. Take that.
Miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Danny, we get any reaction about cutting the grass?
Boy, I pissed off a lot of people with my take that the guy or gal that cuts on an angle is a jag. It seems as if everybody thinks that you need to not only cut on an angle, but change direction. So we're getting a lot of response on social media, Twitch. You can always watch us at Twitch. We appreciate it if you would. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Also on Twitter, people saying that you need to switch it up. Some weeks you go horizontal. Some weeks you go vertical. There's even a person in the Twitch room that suggested that you go in a circular motion when you mow your lawn.
Excuse me?
Circular.
A circular motion when you mow your lawn. Listen, I go up and down. This is what I do. I go east to west, east to west, east to west, east to west.
She's good with that, right?
Yeah, of course. It's a rhythmic flow.
You happy.
I have the metronome going.
Hold on. Is that what you call it?
There's a metronome.
Outstanding.
You have more lawn than I have
I've got a lot of bush. I got a lot of lawn.
Sylvie's got a product for that.
What's that?
Manscaped.
Ah, I see.
The lawnmower 2.0.
Ah.
All three have been to my home.
Yes.
And there's like circular, like that little patch of grass in the front.
That won't work.
No shot.
No, for you. For you, that does not work. You had a place with a bigger lawn before, right, or no?
Nah, not really.
How about that apartment on Westbury? What about that back in the day, Jim?
Never lived there. There's some guy out there thinking I did, but that was not me.
Okay.
My wife, before we got married, she lived in a home in Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. She had a double lot. The other lot, she had a riding mower. Riding mower.
Yeah.
And she loved it. It was her space. She put her headphones on, listened to her music, and ride. I'm like, she's like, you want to do one? I'm like, no. I have no interest. I'm not a lawn guy.
I understand.
Not a John Hamm guy. I'm not a lawn guy.
Do you own a lawnmower?
No. No. For what reason would I own a lawnmower? I got the size of this studio.
Well, you might have bought one. Like when you first bought the house, when Mindy first moved in, you might have thought, okay, I'll mow the lawn. And then you gave up on that.
Never.
He would, but he ran out of cash getting that house. That was it. He tapped out after getting that house that he didn't want.
Should we go get a lawnmower? No. No interest.
You barely decide on running water after getting that house, right?
I am no interest in owning a lawnmower.
Oh, man. So we're asking about, as far as your anxiety that you have around the house. Cap mentioned that he has an anxiety with the coffee maker. I have an anxiety of taking out the trash. Has become a pain in the ass over the years, by the way. But now, lately, because the neighbors across the alley, and I did see alley because I live in the city, they don't take care of their stuff. Their garbage cans are tipped over. Like, what is going on over there? 20-somethings over there not taking care. I don't want to be the old man on the block, but I do feel like you should have some kind of responsibility. Some kind of couth of your own crib, right?
Class.
But now you open it up, and I don't know if a rat's going to pop out or not.
Responsibility is a great way to look at that, as you said. By the way, this all stemmed from Ben Simmons struggling to make layups, dunks, and free throws, and we're checking in. Ben's working out this morning. He's still struggling. Still struggling.
That dude. You're the latest, right? They're working on. He's going to work on switching hands.
Excuse me?
He shoots left. They're working on him shooting right. You'd have a hell of a.
I don't want to thought about that before you paid him. He's got 35, 37, and 40 million owed. 41.
I thought he was ambidextrous, but clearly not, based on him not wanting to shoot the basketball. As his shooting coach, you'd have a hell of a summer.
Oh, my.
Trying to teach a $33 million player, hey, now, maybe you should shoot with your right hand. What?
It'd be like, say, to Phil Mickelson, we're going to change you and make you a righty golfer. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Let's go to Bob in Oak Lawn. Hey, Bob, what's up there, Cookie?
40 years experience cutting grass. Yes, you should alternate things.
Yeah, how do you how do you do that, Bob?
1 week go north and south, next week go east and west, cut it on the angle, cut it 90 degrees from there, because what will happen is if you keep going the same way, the grass will have a tendency to lay, and you won't get a true cut, and then it will pop up 3 days later, and you're going to say, I got to cut it again. So you're going at different angles.
How many years you been doing this?
40 on my own. Next year will be 50 in the business.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, could you, stop out in Glenview where Danny is and put a big Z right into the lawn?
Actually, about 20 years ago when my son was playing Little League, they wanted me to go down to Springfield and help him cut the grass on all the various angles and stuff like that because what I did for the Little League here.
How about that? Hey, Bob, thanks, man.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's go to Earl in Hyde Park. Hey, Earl, what's going on there, man?
Hey, how are you guys, man?
What's up, Earl?
Hey, Cap, first I just want to say I love your small hands, mother. I love that, man.
You like that, huh?
That's the funniest thing to me. Yeah, I love that. But my anxiety is I can never remember if I let the garage door down. So I tend to circle the block multiple times asking myself,
I'm
man,
with
did I let
you.
The garage door down?
Me too.
Yeah, that's my anxiety.
That's a great one. I do the same exact thing. Did I close the garage?
Yeah, I've done that several times, yeah. Especially working this shift. You forget, man.
Yeah, and then you get, as I'm leaving the development we live in,
yeah.
I make a U-turn and go back. It's 10 to 5 in the morning. What are you doing?
What's wrong with us, Earl? Why do we do that? Like, that's just a big thing that I do that too. Or a circle the alley.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, did I?
Small hand mother.
Not that. That's not what I do. But that, yeah, that is interesting.
It is.
Now, you were saying about the Cubs.
So, they were doing the wave last night at Wrigley.
Yes.
The cup snake has become a thing. Like, they computed, somebody computed how long the cup snake was and how many beers it would take to get a cup snake that long. Mm-hmm. The latest count was I saw like $42,000 worth of beer would have to have been bought.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And last night, they're doing the wave at Wrigley. That's embarrassing. That's just stupid. That is not what we do in Chicago. You can fan how you want to fan, but don't you dare bring the wave to my Wrigley, the federal landmark. Come on, man.
The federal landmark. Yes.
We're better than that.
You know, you have to understand, Cap, I mean, fans have been away for a year.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to get out and just have some fun, man. I think they've lost some of the rules and regulations because you did not see the wave that often at all at Wrigley before the pandemic, correct?
Or a guaranteed rate.
Yeah, definitely not there. So somebody will get smashed in the face, you do a wave there.
So who's the idiot that starts it? Like, is it like a group of 10 that go, hey, let's do the wave? Or is it 50? Is it one?
I think it starts in the bleachers in any ballpark, doesn't it? The bleachers.
Danny, you think it starts in the bleachers?
Not the first,
oh, yeah.
It's not the first base line. I know that. It starts in the where is the action? In the bleachers first, right?
Probably.
The beer is flowing. That's where the beer cups are. Beer cups are in the bleachers, right?
A lot more than anywhere else.
Where is the fights at a guaranteed rate? In the bleachers.
Bleachers.
Or that first base line. But usually in the bleachers, right? So that's where the action is for anything that's crazy. I think it starts out there in the outfield and it works its way around. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I don't, and if it's a tradition, why doesn't it happen all the time?
Cap, if you were in the bleachers, especially a younger Cap, you'd be part of that cup thing. There's no question.
No question.
It. You'd definitely be part of it.
No question.
What about the wave? What about, let's say, Cap, you and Mindy, you get tickets to the next Cubs Saturday day game,
uh-huh.
Right? And you're sitting in the bleachers.
I love sitting in the bleachers.
Me too. It's one of the best things about going to a Cubs game.
So do I.
And let's say the wave starts.
I beg this guy to come with me to Wrigley, and he tells me it's easier for me to get to PNC Park in Pittsburgh from where he lives.
He's not lying. He's not lying.
I like parking.
Okay, but let's go back to the wave. Mm-hmm. So you and Mindy are at a Saturday Cubs day game.
Yep.
The wave breaks out.
Yep.
Are you the old man just sitting there while everyone else is waving, or are you participating in the wave? Because at a certain point, if you've been at a sporting event or a concert, and I hate when it happens at concerts too, and the wave starts and it becomes a powerful wave where literally the whole entire stadium's doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
You're the one guy sitting on your ass?
No question. No question.
All right.
Otherwise, how can I come on this great radio station and preach against it?
It hasn't stopped you before.
Really?
You like a good time?
I love a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time the other night we went to the game. They got the crap beaten out of them, but I had a great time.
Well, just like two segments ago when we were talking about Dave Chappelle showing up with the Foo Fighters and you yelled at JR to just enjoy the moment and the experience, wouldn't that apply to you being at Wrigley and the wave taking over, just enjoy the moment and the experience?
It's a valid question, Danny. I'm so anti-wave. And it's just not something we do in Chicago. I couldn't possibly do it. Now, if Dave Chappelle was doing the wave, maybe that's a different story.
He's not going to do that. That messes up the ash that's hanging off his cigarette. He's got no time for no wave.
In that jumpsuit that he's wearing, that army fatigue jumpsuit.
He's got no time for that. And also, JR has no time for Dave Chappelle. None at all.
I like Dave Chappelle.
I can tell.
Not at your concert, though. Not singing or freestyling a song in the middle of a concert. Right?
Like, is there a, their own. Is know. There a celebrity, JR, not a singer, a celebrity of some type? Could be an athlete. It could be a famous politician. It could be somebody who's not an entertainer in terms of singing that could show up, actually freestyle with them and sing a song, and you'd be like, that was actually cool. Or you're so pristine with your musical abilities and taste that don't you dare soil my concert.
Mister, I'm not going to tell you how to fan. I think it is a situation by situation scenario. How's that?
Okay.
Good to hear from Senator Strauss here today.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
Yes.
So what's coming up next, Cap?
Anthony Rizzo is going to join us next. We're going to get his opinion on what happened with Javier Baez last night. He is one of the faces of that clubhouse. What did he think about what happened? And did his manager address the team about it?
Cap and Jay Hood and Soundbite Strauss with us here.
Coming up next.
Take that. So.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Anthony Rizzo with Cap and Jay Hood.
Rizzo to right. Out of here.
You want, and Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a
monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and Jay Hood right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Our guy, Anthony Rizzo, brought to you by Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota and Valparaiso University. And that leads us to the star first baseman of the Chicago Cubs. Anthony, I was sick in seeing the wave at Wrigley yesterday. That's just not something we do here.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, but we see a lot. Riz, I told Cap, I said, look, we went through a pandemic, no fans in the stands. They're just happy to be back doing anything, any activity. So are you good with that or not? JR?
Did we lose him?
Oh, sorry, guys, I'm on here.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not good with it. I don't like it. I don't. At Wrigley, it's just something that we see it a couple times a year. It's usually during the week and during on a night game, like it was last night. But I agree. Everyone's happy to be out, but you know the beer snake's great. Everyone in the stands having a good time, but just the tradition there. There's really no wave at Wrigley.
Completely agree. Okay.
Surprised I didn't see the sign out there in left field. Usually they're pretty good with having the sign in left field, getting out right away saying no wave at Wrigley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No wave, yeah.
Okay. So the big story, and I mean, it's on sports, it's everywhere, is that Javi forgot how many outs there were. You're at bat. He's standing on first base, like not even leading off. And then he takes off. You hit a fly ball. He's rolling into third, and they. Even the announcers, we played the call. They're like, whoa, wait, what's happening? And they throw it the first. He's out. And then they zoomed in your dugout. And there is David Ross just saying to him, you're done for the night. And then Javi spoke after the game. Okay, what is your take on what happened? And has David addressed your team about, guys, we got to clean all this up?
No, there's no addressing the team. As far as not knowing the outs, it's just a mental lapse. And I think, from me yesterday making, or a couple days ago, making bad plays on the bases, and just it's just been a little loose, and it is about tightening everything up. As far as Javi not taking the lead, I mean, he's El Mago. He's that for a reason. And he has stood on first base for over 20 times when a pitcher picks off and everyone laughs, but it was just a mental lapse there where he didn't know the outs and he feels bad about it. But it's one of those things where Rossi just holds us, especially guys that he's played with and knows for so long, just to such a high standard. And he pushes us to live up to that standard every single night.
You know, you're talking about you on the base paths a few days ago. I just thought you were just trying to get the pitcher off guard. Was that, would you consider a delayed steal? How would you consider that? Because to me, you were just trying to catch him off guard between trying to get to second base.
Yeah, I was trying to time him up. I mean, I led the inning off, so I kind of had a good idea of his count, and I just took off a half a second too early or whatnot. But with two outs, that is one thing that, you know, I thought was a good time to do it, get on second base for Jay. If he gets a knock there, I score. But getting picked off from second base is unacceptable, and that's completely on me.
You know what I like? I was telling you, Cap, earlier about Wilson Contreras, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen this more times than not with Contreras. It's a deep base hit, like into, I would say, deep center, right center. He's going for second. Like, a lot of guys are just not doing that. But for a catcher, he's got good wheels. You saw that, Riz. Like, we saw it yesterday. If it's deep enough, he's just going to go for second no matter what, clearly.
Yeah, he's fast, and he's always looking to take that extra base and push the limits of the outfielders. And he runs the bases very hard, and sometimes we try to slow him down just because we need him for the long haul behind the plate every single day.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to overdo it. I know you're faster than him. I'm just trying to give him credit, though. I know that you can beat him in a foot race. So.
No. I don't know. I think he's got me.
So as you look at your team and the team batting, like, I think you guys are 10-10 in the month or thereabouts. You're right around 500 or at 500. But offensively, it hasn't gone well. I mean, almost all the runs the last 60-some innings have scored only via the home run. I know you choked up yesterday, got a line drive single. It was like the fifth consecutive inning the leadoff guy got on, and no runs out of it. Why do you think the team is having these scuffles offensively?
I mean, I really wish I knew the answer. It's just, I think when guys go into little ruts and it's all together, it's a grind, and got to keep working through it. You know, it's just part of the season, and we have a long way to go, but it's not an excuse. We gotta definitely continue to work at bats and continue to drive in runs and not be the long ball, because that's not the winning formula for long-term success.
Okay, like, I don't – when you're watching baseball, Cap, I've told you this many times, as a baseball fan, I don't worry about the time because I'm invested. Once I start watching the game, I'm invested. Two and a half hours, 3 hours, whatever it takes, right? 3.5 hours. But so it is. Here we go now with Major League Baseball umps cracking down on substances or possible substances for pitchers. What do you think of the way umpires are frisking pitchers?
I mean, yesterday it was kind of seamless. You didn't even really know. You just, as they come off the field, it's a quick check. I just think with the data that every team has and the access, we know, you know, there are certain guys yesterday that we just know with their spin rate how much of a drop it has caused already. And, I mean, if it's dropping 400, 500, 600 RPMs, which is in our baseball world, you know, the nerdy world, that's a huge deal for us hitters. I mean, that's the difference between, you know, barely missing a pitch to fouling it off to getting on top of it and driving in the gap. So I think with the umpires checking them quickly, it's just going to help keep the integrity of the game.
So you see the difference over the last 7 days?
You definitely are. Yeah, I mean, in game, you know, as hitters, and I'm always watching the pitcher, you could just tell guys aren't going to whatever they were going to before, and it's really just the numbers back it up of guys, their spin rate going down, and, you know, instead of that ball rising a little bit, it stays a little more true, and it stays kind of what you've seen your whole life instead of a rising softball pitch going 98 miles an hour.
Okay, so last week you guys faced Jacob DeGrom, and he only lasted 3 innings, but of the 9 outs he recorded, 8 were by strikeout. The only other out was a ball that I thought you hit out, and it got caught at the fence. And do you realize they released today, because he pitched really well again yesterday, only 70 pitches as they're being careful with his arm, that his spin rate since June 3rd, his spin rate has actually gone up. And they've searched it. And he said, I don't use any sticky stuff. I was given a thunderbolt for a right arm. I don't need to use anything. Mm. And his spin rate's gone up. But a lot of guys, like you're saying, are seeing dramatic numbers of spin rate going down and league-wide batting average going up. What was that at bat like against DeGrom for you? Because that guy is one of the best I've ever watched.
Yeah, I thought that was gone too, to be honest. So I was but it's fun, you know, when you're facing the big name guys and what he's doing right now, it's always fun to just get up and you know he's coming at you. There's no, you know, working around the zone with the big dog aces. They're coming right at you. Here it goes. They're not really pitching to your weakness. They're pitching to their strength, and that's why they are who they are. And he did. He came out, and it was electric. I almost wanted to send my out in and just, you know, make a case for, hey, I'm the only one who put the ball in play. I should get, like, maybe, like, an extra hit by pitch or something. Or
exactly.
Walk. You know?
And by the way, Cap, for context, you do recall, next at bat, Rizzo gets screwed on, like, a strike that was at his shoe strings. Completely just a ball, right?
Yep.
Gets a strike, and then you golf it out into right field. You're pissed off at that at bat, clearly, right, Riz? Like, that was a shot, upper tank in New York.
Yeah, it definitely felt good. Especially after my first at bat, I really thought I got just enough of it to get out, and he catches it at the wall, so... But yeah, it always feels good. I always like enjoy playing at Citi Field. It's always fun there in New York.
So tonight you get Kyle Hendricks, who's won 7 consecutive decisions. I think it's the first time in his career that he's done that. Something changed with him. He looks better mechanically. He's talked about the feel. What are you noticing from him? Because you got to feel like, hey man, we're going to the post tonight with our guy.
Yeah, I think his execution. He's not, he's pounding the zone, but he's pounding the edges, and he's throwing it to all quadrants. And I think just settling in early on, him and Davies early on, just seemed like nothing they threw was working for them. But, you know, settling in and getting back to their confidence, I'm sure there were some mechanical adjustments, and I'm sure there's some mental adjustments. But watching both of them pitch right now, they're very comfortable. And they're a big reason why we continue to win games.
Riz, I know you just watch the highlights. You don't really watch games. Are you familiar with what's coming up next? I we talk about this on the show all the time. The reason why that I love baseball personally is because of what's next. It's what's now and what's next. And I've been watching, like, Al Leiter's kid, Jack Leiter. He is just unbelievable.
Bring him here.
From the right side, right? And so he's great. What do you think of, like, the next generation of ball players? Now, Wander Franco from the Rays is going to play today, I believe.
Yeah.
What do you think of the growth of the game as far as the next generation of baseball players coming into the sport?
I mean, I think it's great. I think it's exciting. You want the young and fun and energetic players. And yeah, the two kids from, I know Leiter, and then there's another kid too there.
Kumar Rocker.
Exactly. That's arguably better, right? So yeah. I do see the highlights, but even playing the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm, the shortstop, he's energetic, he's fun, he's got that swag to him. But you just want a good product. Guys playing good baseball, guys playing hard, and guys respecting the game.
By the way, Jock Peterson has this little hesitation thing going into third. Is that totally a shot at Fernando Tatis, or is there more to it?
No, it's actually a compliment. He's Tatis, every time you turn the TV on, he's hitting a home run. So, Jock's hilarious. He's like, hey, Fernando Tatis does it, it works. I'm going to start doing it. So, it's a copycat league, that's for sure. So, it's all in good fun.
Hey, man, have a good rest of your day. Where are you hitting tonight? Do you know yet?
I didn't see the lineup yet.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Talk to you. There he is, Anthony Rizzo, with interesting stuff on spin rates that he's noticing a difference at the plate.
Is that okay? Can we just...
312-332-3776.
I think that he hates the wave is the story that's going to break up. Anthony Rizzo hates Cub fans. Next.
Brought to you by Chicagoland Toyota dealer. Stop, Danny. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota and Valparaiso University. Be right back.
Now, David.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
All right, we'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in a few minutes. Looking forward to that. Don't forget, we are available to you in crystal clear FM, 100.3 HD2.
You should apologize to Randy. I thought that was harsh.
Why?
You don't think you should?
Randy knows I love him.
Nah, that's not love. I'll tell you what, that kind of love that you gave to Randy, if you gave to me, you'd be hitting the floor.
Why?
And I'd have my platoon and whatever the hell else you say.
Have you ever said F you to a boss? Because Randy is your boss.
Yeah, I think I have.
Well, you just did. I'm asking Hoodie, have you ever said
that
to your boss?
No, absolutely not. I love Randy.
So do I.
No. Randy and I go way
Randy
back.
And I live in the same community?
Randy and I have never had a crossword, ever.
Did you congratulate him about his son?
He's got a son?
Brett. Yes. We share that same name for my son. Randy's son just won the Woodbat tournament.
Well, this is because he's a great athlete.
Correct.
Just like Randy was.
He gets all his athleticism from Beth Merkin, but
not true.
He is a very good baseball player, and they just won.
That's not true. You don't know Randy like I do. He was the Homewood Flash. That's what they called him back in the day. The Homewood Flossmore Flash, Randy Merkin, because that's how fast he was. You weren't there. I saw it.
How about that?
That's exactly right. See, but you, I don't think, see, I wouldn't say that to a friend. I don't know. I think that was kind of harsh. I wouldn't have done that. Because if you did that to me, we'd have a problem.
They used to call me in Little League, they called me Randy Suter because I was the closer. I closed out all the games. I closed out the Little League World to win the World Series, whatever. You know, not whatever they called it, our championship.
Yes.
Yeah, they call me Randy Suter. But I'm the first 9-year-old to develop arm problems, so I have to be shut down for
Wow.
He also had
Randy Suter.
He also had a big nasty beard. I remember that as well.
Yes.
He
was, yes. Hoodie and I go way back. We worked together the Mariotti Genskow show, man. Right?
There's a brother in the booth. Brother in the booth. Like, what do you mean, Mariotti? Ah, it's a brother in the booth.
By the way, did you guys hear yesterday Carmen just destroying me? I mean, just
why?
Just
for what reason? That's inappropriate.
I brought up a point, and I get the point that it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I said the teams are, even if the Bears move to Arlington Heights, are going to want to stay in the city because they don't want to, you know, there's nothing happening as, you know, in Arlington Heights like there's happening in the city. And Carm just for 2 minutes just destroyed me. And then Yurko, of course, you know, hoping maybe he'd have my back for once. Of course not. So just took me apart, limb from limb. Yeah.
I guess the point of that, Randy, is that we've talked about in this show is that they'll develop a great spot. The casinos, the restaurants, they'll build around it.
True. That's a good point. I was just saying as a producer, you know, I have the hotels and know where they're staying. Now I'm going to have to start looking for new hotels. Even though I don't call anyone hotels anymore.
I'd like to welcome.
That was so 1994.
Welcome to the show, Carmen DeFalco.
What about him?
Carm, were you?
Merkin is.
Were you inappropriate with Merkin?
No, we weren't inappropriate. Now, were we killing him? Yes, because it's so. It's so ridiculous. I know. I'm sorry, Hoodie.
Make sure you leave your dollar in that growing pile here that could finance the national debt.
I got some lung butter this morning. Like maybe this speaks to Merck's. I know, right? Maybe this speaks to Merck's altruistic nature, and it's what kind of makes him special and what makes him such a great guy. But why any Bears fan should care where the opposing team stays is beyond me. Like Waddle said, when they used to go play the Jets or the Giants, they'd stay at the Newark Airport Marriott. Do you think anybody in New York cared that the Bears weren't still, oh man, the poor Bears are not staying in Manhattan. You can't build them in the Meadowlands. The teams won't get to stay in Manhattan. Why do I care where the Packers stay? Why do I care where the Dallas Cowboys stay and if they're comfortable and happy when they come to town? Actually, I don't. I hope they stay somewhere miserable. I can't for the life of me understand. And Randy brought this up a couple months ago when we did a Crosstalk Unhinged, and we all killed him then, too. So, guys, teams aren't going to want to stay if you play in Arlington Heights. So what?
I don't care if they stay in Streamwood, Randy, in a freaking hostel.
Thank you.
I have to co-sign Carmen DeFalco here with an absolutely lucid, well-laid-out argument.
I just wish she did. Yeah, that's fine. Here's real quickly, and then we got a break. Here's Sylvie's tweet yesterday. What is the point where the opponent stays with 5 exclamation points at Carmen DeFalco? I love the triggered Carm. He could lose his entire